You're listening to WSLR 96.5 LPFM in Sarasota, Florida. Your true community radio station, Surreal News, your weapon of mass instruction, news and public affairs. And I'm delighted to introduce to our show here Lakey Love, who is a graduate student at FSU. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
All right, good. We can hear you just fine. That's great. And the topic of this segment of our program has to do with FSU and a memorandum of understanding that was done between the Department of Economics of FSU and the Charles Koch Foundation. And there's a number of different ways we can look at this. The president of FSU is John Thrasher. And I understand that you have some comments, and I'm going to turn it over to you about what your comments, and let me, before we get started, just let you know I did speak with their office yesterday. I did not speak with John, but I did speak with their office yesterday, and they were very kind to supply me with a written statement which has to do with this memorandum of understanding, and I'd like to read part of it as we go through, so give me a chance to do that. But I understand that not all of your concerns were covered by this. And let me just start by asking you, did you have a chance to read the statement by John Thrasher that was provided?
I did. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, good. I'll turn it over to you, and you can start, for example, with some of your concerns. This is Lakey Love from FSU. She's a graduate student.
Thanks, Steve. The primary reason why I'm on the show today is because the students had gathered together on John Thrasher's first day and given him a series of demands about Koch influence and academic freedom, with specific concerns about not just the 2008 contract, but the current 2013 Memorandum of Understanding, which is an agreement that still gives the Charles Koch Foundation influence over faculty hire and curriculum control. Our primary concerns are with issues of academic freedom. In our first meeting with John Thrasher, we're very grateful to him. He met with us the first day, and he had been given the series of demands, all with concerns about Koch influence and academic freedom ahead of time. And he answered each of the demands with a no comment, no response, that he needed time to do research. It took him a while to get back with us for a follow-up meeting, but then when he did grant us a follow-up meeting, it was scheduled for the 15th of this month, which was Thursday, and he requested, actually, like he demanded that he would have president of Faculty Senate, Gary Tyson with him, the chair of the Department of Economics, Mark Isaac, the dean of the School of Social Sciences and Public Policy, David Rasmussen, and then the provost, Sally McRory. And we agreed to meet with him. He originally requested only to meet with a small group, but because of the Sunshine Law, of course, any meeting between the university official and in this case, students, community, and faculty is open to the public. We invited faculty and community members to attend. About 24 hours before the meeting, after the president's office had changed the meeting venue to a larger venue to accommodate the large group, we suddenly got an email that said that the meeting was canceled. This came after an op-ed that I released after doing some investigative journalism into the 2013 contract and outlined the ways in which the 2013 Memorandum of Understanding did not live up to the Faculty Senate Ad Hoc Committee report recommendations that was undertaken in 2011. And we were excited to be able to talk not only to Mr. Thrasher, but the series of individuals concerned with the issue. In the three-page letter that John Thrasher sent out, as well as the piece that was covered by the Tallahassee Democrat this past Thursday, President Thrasher stated that Gary Tyson, that he had requested Gary Tyson, the president of the Faculty Senate, to undertake a review of the 2013 Memorandum of Understanding. And I would direct the listeners to there's several pieces out there now. There's one posted by the American Association of University Professors on their academe blog that was written by me that reviews the contract and a series of letters that we uncovered from our previous president Eric Barron and his recommendations on the original 2008 contract, And so if people want to look into that, please please go look for those. AAUP Academe Blog, FSU Progress Coalition has those posted. The Tallahassee Democrat also posted my op-ed, which is a shorter version of that investigative report. What I do want to say in response to the charge that that Gary Tyson tasked the Senate Steering Committee to do a review is that in a meeting that happened about 4 hours before President Thrasher canceled the meeting, I was in a meeting with a faculty steering Senate Steering Committee member, and in that meeting we found out a few things that are. One is that no official report made, no official.
Lakely, let me just interrupt you for 1 second because we're having a technical problem. Can you hear me?
Sure.
Your phone went out for a second there.
Okay.
So let me encourage you, go to a spot, if you're on a cell phone, where you're going to have good reception because we lost you. So back up about 15 seconds there. Repeat what you said, and then I have some comments about some of the things you're talking about.
Sure. So what I was saying is that in a meeting that I had about 4 hours before President Thrasher canceled the Thursday meeting with students, faculty, and community members, I met with a faculty Senate steering committee that let us know a few things about that steering committee review that President Thrasher says took place. The first is that there was no official report released. Nothing was written. Nothing was drawn up in that steering committee review. The second is that in the actual meeting, there were no copies of the 2013 MOU present and no direct analysis during the meeting of the 2013 Memorandum of Understanding took place. The third is that it appears that the Memorandum of Understanding was not distributed even by email to the Faculty Senate Steering Committee members ahead of time. The fourth is that some of the Faculty Senate Steering Committee members didn't even have copies of the Memorandum of Understanding, and no minutes were taken in that Faculty Senate Steering Committee meeting. That doesn't sound much like a review to me. And it may to other people, but I'm a part of the academy. I'm a PhD. Review even that my students undertake is much more than that. So, what Gary Tyson means when he says that the Faculty Senate Steering Committee did a review of the 2008
right.
that they passed, that they do not buy.
All right, can I interject here for a second?
Sure.
And again, this is Lakely Love. She's with FSU, and she's involved with some issues having to do with the Koch brothers and FSU and their Memorandum of Understanding. So generally speaking, just to give background to our listeners here, some of the concerns are the hiring and firing of professors and faculty,
yes.
And then also what types of classes and influencing the academics for the students. Those are some of the major issues in exchange for, well, bucks for the Koch brothers. And we reported on this show that the Koch brothers do have a history of giving money to universities and also promoting their own personal economic interests by giving money to universities to try to undermine opponents for global warming, what we call global dying, and other issues that against, for example, petroleum companies and some of their issues, their interests. Now, I do have a statement from Dr. From John Thrasher, and I just want to summarize or read part of it in response to what you're saying and then give you a chance to comment. So let me just give me a second to do that to catch up to what you said so far. So the statement by John Thrasher, which was provided to me, been asked several times to comment on the Memorandum of Understanding. This is according to Mr. Thrasher between Department of Economics and FSU. Received the current version of the FSU and the university contract with the Koch Foundation. Contrary to misinformation being circulated, the current version of the agreement contains no provisions that violate the academic freedom or threaten the integrity of the university's policy regarding faculty governance. He goes on to say that the original MSU raised concerns among the faculty, and President Barron asked the Faculty Senate to review the agreement. The Senate appointed an ad hoc committee. They reviewed the 2008 agreement, discussed it with the broader faculty, and in 2011 made a series of recommendations and changes to the MOU and gift acceptance policies. They were made between been reviewed by the Faculty Senate Steering Committee that you mentioned, and the president of the Faculty Senate, Dr. Gary Tyson, that you mentioned, and Senate Vice President Sally McRory. The attached memo from the Senate Steering Committee, etc., indicates that the members of the Steering Committee, quote, do not believe that the 2013 MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, interferes with faculty governance nor restricts academic freedom or faculty or students. Okay, so that brings us up to the that's his response to what you said. And then he goes on to say a little bit more, so let's give him a chance here. The changes made protect against potential donor influence over faculty hiring. A decision to hire is made entirely by the faculty department and the dean. After the decision to hire is made, a separate decision is made by to apply the Koch Foundation to grant for funding to support the decision, and the hiring decision is made based on the willingness and the ability of the dean and the department to support the position, regardless of any subsequent grant funding decision eventually made by the Koch Foundation. You might want to comment on that. Okay, the Koch Foundation is an external supply which grant funding is made from, and there are many like that at the university. All right, there's more there, but I want to just stop there, and that address some of your the issues that you said. What do you think?
Thanks, Steve. Exactly. As you point out very clearly, the Faculty Senate Steering Committee response that declares that the 2013 Memorandum of Understanding is not in violation of academic freedom or faculty governance policies at FSU implies that an actual review, a rigorous review, took place. And as far as we can posit, no real analysis of the document took place. It was a very informal meeting, no minutes.
Good. Okay, so you addressed that. Good. All right, can I go on?
So, yes? Our primary concerns relate back to the several areas where not just the 2013 Memorandum of Understanding doesn't live up to the original Faculty Senate recommendations. One of the original concerns and the concerns that's repeated around the country is Koch control over faculty hire and curriculum. The United States has a long history of private donor, public foundation, public university foundation relationships, and we encourage those. We're not trying to disencourage private donors. As far as we can tell, the Koch brothers are the first to overstep the boundaries of trying to control research and teaching outcomes. It took 2 years after the Faculty Senate report for a revision to the 2008 Memorandum of Understanding to happen. It's unclear if that 2013 memorandum is actually a whole new contract. But what it does do, the original Faculty Senate report, as well as President Aaron Barron, had concerns about the advisory board's review of the contract and does allow for NFP on the advisory board, but one member is the Charles Koch Foundation appointee, and the original faculty board, as well as President Eric Barron, both sort of demand that that advisory board is a majority vote and only advises and doesn't actually have power. The 2013 contract still retains a unanimous vote decision by the advisory board for hire. So it sort of moves the front door veto power for Charles Koch Foundation to, in faculty hire, to a back door veto power.
Gotcha.
Also, none of the language from the 2008 to 2013 Memorandum of Understanding about the creation of a quote-unquote undergraduate program or all of the concerns that the Faculty Senate had about curriculum, including required reading of Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged, none of that has changed in the 2013 Memorandum of Understanding.
Gotcha.
And then the last four Senate recommendations are actually the ones that the students are most concerned about, because these don't directly address the Memorandum of Understanding. What they do address is the hole in the administration and policies at Florida State University that allow for undue outside influence to happen, as well as conflict of interest. There's a charge of conflict of interest in relation to a graduate student who drew up the original 2008 Memorandum of Understanding. His name is Matt Brown. He was paid over $500,000 into his private account as a graduate assistant, outside of the money he received on the books through the Memorandum of Understanding. And there's a clear conflict of interest. Also, his chair was Bruce Benson. Chair was Bruce Benson, who was also paid to stay in the department to draw up the contract. So both the Faculty Senate and President had a list of recommendations about creating policies and review apparatuses inside the provost, but creating clear language between the foundation and the department and the school. And as far as we can tell, and that comes from talking to many faculty, as well as doing FOIA public records requests, as far as we can tell, none of those things were implemented. And so what we were actually calling for is the creation of policies and reviews apparatuses internal to the university that would catch further contract problems with undue influence and conflict of interest. Because it's not just a Koch problem, right? Once the window of opportunity is open, we know that there's other partner donors with Koch, like BB&T, who have also had contract issues that are borderline on undue outside influence. So, and we have worries and concerns about those as well, right? The one thing that I do want to add is that this case at FSU is not a singular case. In 2005, the Koch had funded around five universities in the country. And to date, in 2015, the Kochs are now funding close to 400 colleges and universities around the country, and they don't fund without a result. So George Mason University is actually the highest funded Koch-funded university in the country, and it also houses the Institute for Humane Studies and the Mercatus Center. These are Koch-funded institutes that put out only and do research only on unregulated free market capitalism, quote-unquote free enterprise. We, of course, at FSU house the James Madison Institute. The chair of our board of trustees is actually on the board of directors of the chair of the James Madison Institute, and receives Koch funding in that way. And President John Thrasher has received Koch funding, as far as we can tell, about seven times in his duration as a senator, and then lied to students. There's a PolitiFact on this now. He publicly lied to students and faculty in September about his receiving COPE funding and refused to admit that he lied. That's part of the student demand. So we actually have a COPE-funded president at FSU with a COPE-funded board of trustees chair in the university that has the one known contract with COPE that has been charged with, or the one known memorandum of understanding that's been charged with undue outside influence. And according to us, and I encourage the listeners to look into those pieces that I mentioned earlier. If you look at all the documents are linked on those pieces, so you can look for yourself at the 2013 Memorandum of Understanding and at the Faculty Senate report and those documents, including 990s from the Charles Koch Foundation in relation to the funding that went to the graduate assistant. All those documents are internal to that, and it's very clear that the 2013 Memorandum of Understanding still violates academic freedom and shared governance. And I want to say,
you got to give me a minute just here. Just give me 1 second here. Is that okay?
Sure.
Just a couple of things because you've been going on, and we're just almost at the end of the show here.
Okay.
So one thing you just meant: is there a Koch representative on the advisory committee? Yes or no? Do you know?
The hiring
committee.
Absolutely. There is a Koch representative on the advisory board, and they only hire by unanimous vote.
Okay. The other thing is that there is a point here by John Thrasher that I just want to mention here, and that the faculty members feel strongly that any attempt to limit their ability to obtain funding from the Koch brothers is a violation of their academic freedom, and that any attempt by the students or faculty or external group to tell members of the department they can't make a grant application of foundation because they don't like that foundation is at a minimum a gross foundation violation of academic freedom. And just because we don't have that much time left, that you don't have any objection to foundations giving money if they just want to give money for research for public good, but it's those foundations that have strings attached that are not in the public good that you think that need to be looked at, and you don't think that that's necessarily academic freedom here.
Right, exactly. Our problem with Koch is not – so Koch funding, our problem with them is not that they're libertarians, it's not their ideology, it's not their political beliefs. It's that they have crossed the line and they have put undue outside influence on the faculty and the university as a whole. Our response to the charge that our demand that no Koch funding continue until, because the longer part of that is that we would like the Koch funding to stop until repair and reparations are made so that the current contract
I'm going to need to cut you off again because we're just out of time here. So at the end of the statement, it just says, in sum, that the faculty, state steering committee, and the administration are satisfied there are no provisions with the MOU that restrict academic freedom or interfere with the faculty government of this campus, and that stated in 2001, the external celebrated and eagerly solicited by the university, and you feel that that steering committee didn't do due diligence to actually make those recommendations, correct?
Right.
Okay.
So that meeting took place behind closed doors. No report was made. And mysteriously, Steve, we have a Faculty Senate meeting regularly scheduled for this coming Wednesday, and it was mysteriously canceled yesterday.
Gotcha.
So,
well,
that
I've
brings
got news
the transparency
for you. We're out of time.
Issues to it. To a head.
I so held to kick you off, but we could certainly spend a lot more time here. Okay. All right. So we've been listening to Lakely Love. She's with FSU. We've been talking about the Koch brothers' involvement with giving money, questionably with strings attached here. And we're just going to have to leave it there. And people, if they want more information, just quickly give your web address if they want to get more information to website.
Sure. They can look to the Unkoch My Campus is a national organization that has lots of information and links. So it's www.unkochmycampus.org. Also, FSU Progress Coalition has a WordPress and a Facebook page.
All right. Well, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. Thank you, Lakely.
Thank you, Steve.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now.